We are now going to be talking to you're there, Richard. Richard Gurton.
Yes.
Good morning,
Joe,
to you,
how
Richard.
You doing?
You're very. Thank
good
you.
Morning.
Good morning to you too, and thanks very much for joining us here on Northside today. Now we're going to be talking about the 12th annual Love Your Coast Photography Competition. 12 years. That's a long time. How did this come about? How did this all start up?
So the Love Your Coast competition is a kind of initiative within the Clean Coast programme. What we do is we engage with coastal communities and empower them to make a response, empower them to make a positive impact on their local environment. So it's not just about, our work is not just about protecting the coast. We also wanted to maybe celebrate the coast. So about 12 years ago, we came together and we formulated the Love Your Coast competition. So this was a fantastic way to kind of showcase what we have on our doorstep. And you know, in Ireland, when it comes to Ireland, we have some of the most spectacular coastline. And yeah, that was kind of the whole impetus of the particular competition.
Right, right. Now, I was reading up on the do's and not so much the do's and don'ts, but it's also, is it open to waterways as well?
Yes. So basically, so very much within kind of Clean Coast, we do a kind of a source to sea approach. So anything, you know, so flown, like everything kind of leads out to the, into the oceans. So yes, there is, in relation to waterways and stuff like that, we will accept entries from that regard, because like even with the Clean Coast program, it works closely with community groups that are based in kind of waterways as well. So yeah, we're accepting entries from that.
Excellent. So I'm say Joe or Joanne and I'm listening in and I have a reasonably good camera, so what do I do?
So basically, all you have to do to kind of make your submissions. So firstly, what we're like over the summer months, we're asking people to kind of like, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity to kind of partake in the competition. And all you have to do is log on to our website, cleancoast.org, and there's a tab there for the Love Your Coast competition. And each contestant can submit up to 5 images. And across the actual competition, we have 5 categories. So we've coastal heritage, coastal landscape, people on the coast, wildlife in the coast, and creativity in the coast. And we have a cash prize of up to €5,000, and that's divided across the 5 categories.
Right.
So it is, there's a good incentive there to enter.
Yeah. Now, I also noticed that you were saying there that you would discourage photographs of locations and species that have been popular in previous years. So if I'm coming to this new, how do I check that out?
So on our website, we have kind of galleries of the last 3 years of images that were shortlisted. So like what we've done, we have a fantastic judging panel, and each year we kind of get feedback from them, and they kind of suggested that maybe encourage the entrants to kind of possibly not kind of like submit images that would have been heavily kind of photographed over the last number of years, and images that have been shortlisted and that. So it's just trying to, this year what we tried to take the approach was just kind of like incentivize kind of photographers to kind of maybe try new things, and that's why we had this new new category called Creativity in the Coast.
Yeah.
And the kind of Creativity in the Coast element to it is, we're not very, you know, the way like things like just say wildlife imagery would fall straight into the wildlife category, or you know,
right,
you know, people kind of celebrating the coast, or you know, people surfing, and that would fall into people and coast. But we create this new category, Creativity and Coast, to kind of leave it a bit open to what people can submit. So it's everything from macro photography to, you know, kind of abstract imagery and that. Or so it's kind of like leave a bit more open in relation to that. So that was the kind of, and the kind of the guidelines concerning the kind of encouraging new sites was also kind of to kind of like insert kind of new entries into the competition.
Right,
and that.
Right. Now, the competition was launched on the 4th of May, and there was an online event, Behind the Lens. And now, for people who wouldn't have seen that or wouldn't have known about that, is that available? I'm not sure whether it is or not, but I'm asking you, is that available to view again, or can
yes,
that be
we're ch- actually we're actually putting, we've putting that up online. It's actually happening this weekend.
Good.
So people will be able to kind of look back over that, and that will be available on the website there as well, so they can just check that out. So that was a fantastic competition. We had three photographers who kind of submitted over the years, and it was just like hearing those stories, like it was a lovely event. So I highly recommend people checking it out.
So you can go back in and have another look at that. That's brilliant. And tell me, over the years, how many entries would you be getting overall,
overall? So like each, like the last, especially the last 5 or 6 years, we've been getting like, you know, over 1,000 entries each year. So that's how it's kind of grown in stature in the last number of years. So that's the kind of, and the standard, like each year it's getting growing better and better as kind of competition got more traction and kind of got more publicity in that. So that's the kind of, the amount of entries we're getting each year. It's very, it's kind of like heavily supported by a lot of the kind of the Irish camera clubs as well.
Okay.
And you know, so you get a, like all, as I was saying there, you can look on to the website and you can see the previous year's entries and that,
yeah,
that have been shortlisted. You can see the standard is, it is quite high.
Quite high. So if you're a judge, I don't know whether you are a judge in the competition, but if you're a judge in the competition, what are you looking for in a picture?
What we're looking for in those particular pictures is just, it's either like it all depends. So like if it's kind of like you're in the wildlife category, you're trying to kind of capture the beauty of some of the kind of species we have in our coastline and that.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be quite tricky. And it's interesting, especially in the wildlife category, we're kind of strict in relation to the licensing around, you know, you know, capturing images of nesting birds and that.
Yes.
So you kind of, I would point to people who are going to submit images in relation to wildlife and coast to look at the terms and conditions.
Yes.
We've had issues in previous years of, you know, ground nesting birds being disturbed by people photographers taking images of ground nesting birds and that.
Yeah.
But in relation to the kind of other categories as well, like you say, people in coast, we love images of the celebration of the coast, you know, capturing that, like that magic moment, that moment of people like just absolutely having pure, you know, enjoyment on our coastline or on our beaches and that.
Yeah.
Like, so there's no direct, like there's each year we've had standout images that just kind of are breathtaking. Like one comes to mind in 2017, we had an image of withstanding the storm. So it was just like an imagery capturing the storm surge in Black Rock in County Dublin. So
yeah,
there's just each year that you can get these particular images that just stand out and just are just, you know, breathtaking and that. But there's no kind of stick criteria of what it will and won't be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's nationwide, the competition. It's all around the coast. Yeah.
Yeah, all around the coast. Just, it has to be within the Republic of Ireland.
Okay.
That's the only. So it's images kind of captured within the Republic of Ireland. Unfortunately, it's not applicable to the six counties.
Not a bother. Now, I'm not into the photography myself. I'll take a photograph on my phone. So I would imagine that what you're looking for is a natural photograph. No Photoshop stuff. It can't be done up. It has to be in the raw.
No, it has to be in the raw. Now, we do kind of like, there is elements of, you can do like light touches in relation to, you know, kind of like snippets and stuff like that, but no digital altering of the images, if that makes sense.
Right. Is there an age limit, and are there different age groups that would be judged?
There's no age limit, so it's open to all in relation to that. So yeah, we've no criteria. The only kind of strict criteria is 5 entries per participant, and then you have to get them in before the closing date, which is the 30th of August on Monday at 9 a.m. on 30th of August.
Right.
Well, the images have to be taken within the last 24 months as well.
That.
And the last 24 months. So you can't have an image that is like, you know, 5 years old, and it is aimed at amateur photographers. Not like if you're like a photographer that makes
a living out of it.
Yeah, we're not. It's not open for national.
You're not in. No, that's fair. That's fair enough. And again, just going back to what you were saying there, that no matter where you go to take your photographs, folks, be really aware of the wildlife around you, that you're not disturbing any nesting birds or anything of that sort. I'd say that's most important, back to what you were saying there, Richard. Yeah,
that is very, very critical. And we have the guidelines there on our website, just kind of concerning that and that in relation to kind of like the National Parks and Wildlife, where they have licenses to kind of... licensing around the capturing of those particular imagery around for breeding nests, but we're going to be quite strict on that this year, given that some of the kind of feedback in previous years from kind of particular areas like in the Salty Islands and that, where it was having a negative impact.
Right. Can't have that.
No.
Okay. So once again, the entries close on the 30th of August.
Yeah.
That correct? And you can have up to 5 entries.
Yeah, you can have the 5 entries.
Up to 5 entries. And just give us your website again if we want to go in and check out all the details.
Yeah, so it's www.cleancoast.org. And yeah, so we're really looking forward to it. It is a fantastic competition, and it really kind of showcases how much, you know, how stunning coastline we have. So we're looking forward to seeing all the entries for this year.
Absolutely, we have. Have you anything else you might like to add that I may have overlooked?
No, not in relation to the competition. I think we've everything covered there now. So, like as I was saying, like just make sure to check the terms and conditions. Look at the previous entries as well to see the kind of standard and stuff like that. And, you know, we just really encourage people to kind of partake in it as well. So, you know, it is, we're all going to be on our staycations this summer. So it's a fantastic way to kind of spend a bit of time as well.
We'll be out in the fresh air.
That's good.
Okay, well, Richard, listen, thanks very much for taking the time to join us this morning. And I know of quite a few budding photographers now that are showing a keen interest in this. I've already told them that we'd be talking about it. And so they're listening in. And we hope you have a good competition. And please God, maybe between after August. When would people know, just as a matter of interest? 30th of August is closing date. So when will the people know who was come first or whatever?
Yes. So basically, the 30th of August is closing date. Then the images are shortlisted and sent to the judges, and then they do the shortlisting, the final, the top 50. And then what we're doing is this year is we're in partnership with the Examiner, so the top 50 images will be kind of showcased in the Examiner, and then hopefully given. Pre-COVID, we used to have an awards ceremony, an event where all the images would have been showcased in a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depended. We were still deciding whether it would be. Last year, we had an online event.
Yeah.
And hopefully this year, we'll have another kind of award ceremony. Just all depends on COVID and restrictions and that. But that will generally take place in kind of like late October.
Right. Very good. And you know, I'm just thinking about it here. Perhaps maybe somebody might like to come on board with you and maybe make a calendar of not necessarily the best photographs, but 12 of the photographs anyway. And maybe the calendar might go up, be sold for charity or something like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. Get if they've any kind of suggestions at all, you can contact me. My contact details are on the website, or just email us at loveyourcoast@eeu.ontashka.org.
Lovely.
So we're always open to kind of conversations or partnerships and that.
Excellent. Okay. Richard, thanks very much for talking to us, and the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Joe.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Not a bother. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. And there you go, guys. That's Richard Curtin. So if you're into the photography and you'd like to take part in that, you contact it's Love Your Coast, cleancoast.org. So there you go, get into that and get yourself out in the fresh air, and above all, don't be interrupting the wildlife.